Welcome to the Intersecting Us podcast, where math and life intersect.
Today is Pi Day, and there's a lot of ways to celebrate. I went to Scooter's Coffee and got my Scooter's Coffee, but you know what I didn't get was a piece of pie. You know, some people eat pie on Pi Day, some tell pie jokes.
There's some even crazy people who don't even care about Pi Day, and they just let it slip by as if nothing's happened.
I know, and that's so hard to believe, but it's true.
Yeah, but it's all good. But what I think Pi Day should be about is a try something different day. Because at its core, pi is very different.
Well, you know, pi is a number. If I press the pi button on my calculator, I get 3.14.
You do, but pi is not just another number with more digits. Pi is a relationship between the distance around a circle and the distance across the circle.
Sure, it's like the difference between a picture of my grandkids and my actual grandkids. The picture of my grandkids is a static snapshot, but I have a relationship with my grandkids, and that's different.
You're right. And so to think of pi as just a static number, not a relationship, is a huge difference. It is not just more of the same.
When we think about it, our life can be a lot like pi and like numbers. There are some problems we can solve by doing more of the same.
Yeah, like an interest theory problem where I just need to read that page in the manual one more time and it will click. It's like I just need to add one more digit to get the right answer.
But then again, there's those other times where doing more of the same doesn't really get us anywhere. Here we need to go a different direction, a different dimension.
Or maybe a different plane. I mean, we think of numbers as things that are ordered on a number line, but pi lives in a circle. It has length. It has width. There is much more than just distance. And there are some problems where just rereading that same page is not the solution. So maybe the new dimension is asking someone else how they understand the problem.
Or we might have relationship problems and the solution isn't about finding the right words to say, but maybe requires a change in tone.
Yeah, perhaps a softer, more humble tone.
Right. You get the idea.
Yeah. And apparently we've chased 62.8 trillion digits of pi, but we have not yet begun to arrive.
You know, maybe you've tried solving a problem, say, 62.8 trillion times, and you feel like you're just running in circles. So maybe Pi Day can be the day where we take a step back from our predictable patterns and see a new dimension and not just rinse and repeat.
It is an opportunity to see solutions that are beyond measure that our limited rational mind may miss.